driving my old yellow car.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in the Detroit suburb of Rochester Hills say the man suspected of opening fire at a splash pad was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. An 8-year-old boy was shot in the head and is in critical condition. His mother also listed in critical condition. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said the motive for the shooting is unknown.
There appears to be no connection between the victims and the location whatsoever. The person doesn't live in Rochester Hills. He went to a Rochester Hills park.
Two people were killed after a shooting that followed an altercation at a Juneteenth celebration near Austin, Texas. Police there looking for suspects. Southern California feeling the impacts of a wildfire that broke out in Los Angeles County Saturday. At least 1,200 people were evacuated. There are red flag fire warnings today in other western areas, including Utah and Arizona. 55 million people in the U.S. under heat alerts for today or the week ahead. This is ABC News. Authorities in Oklahoma arrested a man in last summer's murder of a Maryland mother of five.
Rachel Moran left for a run last August, her body found a day later in a Maryland drainage ditch. Saturday, Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Gaylor announcing the arrest of 23-year-old Victor Hernandez.
It's my understanding that this suspect, this monster, fled to the United States illegally after committing the brutal murder of a young woman in El Salvador a month early. In January of 2023.
Gaylor says Hernandez is also the suspect in a Los Angeles home invasion. He was arrested in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Dave Packer, ABC News.
He's charged with first-degree rape and murder, being held without bond. An El Paso, Texas woman sued the U.S.-based resort operators of Sonoran Sea Resort in Mexico after her husband was killed and she was seriously hurt when the pair were electrocuted in a hot tub last week. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For today, early on, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, but partly sunny by the later part of the day. Gonna be a bit warm out there. Highs expected to reach around 90. Southeast winds 10 to 20. For tonight, lows of 65, partly cloudy, slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm. Monday, partly cloudy, isolated showers or thunderstorms possible, and Tuesday, partly cloudy, slight chance for a thunderstorm, higher chance, though, than the previous night. Highs of 92. Gonna get hot out there. For right now, though, light winds out of the east. Over a tenth of an inch of rain, and we're at 66 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some great Southern gospel as we celebrate our dads this Father's Day.
What a great privilege and responsibility to be a father.
Happy Father's Day!
It's all great gospel coming up today, right here on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
I cannot make a world and hold it in my hands. I cannot make the lightning flash across the land. I cannot take a piece of clay and mold it into man. But I have a Father. I have a Father who can. Now he sits high.
He looks low,
and he guides my feet wherever I go.
When I don't understand,
I have a Father, a heavenly Father. Now he sits high, and
he looks low,
and he guides my feet wherever I go. When I don't understand,
I have a Father.
I have a
with I Have a Father Who Can. We're celebrating our dads this week, and we have some great music to honor our dads and, of course, our Heavenly Father. Matthew Gooch and Carrie Gooch Balcom have some great stories about their dad, Ricky.
One of my favorite dad memories was every year on vacation, Dad and me would always build sandcastles. And for some reason this year, with it being summertime, that is my favorite memory.
And my favorite memory is I remember one spring, he came home from work around lunchtime, and he took Matthew and I to get new bicycles. And I just remember that was the most fun day because we got new bicycles, we went home, and we rode them around. And that just is a big memory that stands out to me.
That's Matthew Gooch and Carrie Gooch Balcom. Happy Father's Day, Ricky. Here's Carrot Pekka New River with her new single, Be Ready. Karen Peck and New River.
The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Celebrating the heroes called fathers.
Happy Father's Day
from Sunday Drive.
Standing by the old creek side, I look up, here she comes running to my arms. She's only 8 years old. I light up, it's plain to see. She's in my heart, she's a part of me. She's my little girl, my whole world. My princess Cinderella, I know in my heart I can't live without her. All I ever want, all I ever need. When I see her and I hold her, she wraps me round her finger. Everybody knows, everybody sees that she's my everything. This day would come, doorbell rings, then she goes running to the arms of her new world. Daddy, he's my everything, he's in my heart, he's a part of me. I take her mama's hand, there goes my girl. My princess Cinderella, I know in my heart I can't live without her. All I ever want, all I ever need. Wraps me round her finger. Everybody knows, everybody sees that she's my everything. There before the preacher, I put her hand in his, and as I turn away, heard that young man say, you're my princess, Cinderella. I know in my heart I can't live without you. All I ever want and all I ever need. When I see you and I hold you, you wrap me round your finger. Everybody knows, everybody sees. You're my princess, Cinderella.
Drive with My Princess. Happy Father's Day to all of our dads. Coming up, we'll hear from High Road, the Neelands, and Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Bo Hendricks, and you're listening to WRCO 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. Today, the final day for the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals. It will include Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the Connection Building. As for the final performance, that will follow with the Queen Coronation at 11:30. Tickets at the gate priced at $9 for adults, $8 for students and senior citizens. Children 6 to 12 will be admitted for $4, and children under 6 admitted free. Also, keep in mind that the AD German Warehouse public tours held Sundays. Then you can stop by at 11, noon, 1, and 2. Cost for a tour, $20 per person, and the tour season continues to run through Sunday, October 6th.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back to The Gospel Greats. Kristen Bearfield of High Road talks about some of the things that her dad taught her.
My dad is my hero, and my entire life I've been a daddy's girl. I always will be. We're best friends. We truly are. We laugh and cut up, and we can just go do anything together. My dad does construction, and I've always hopped in the truck with him and went and checked on jobs and delivered drywall, and he taught me. As I've always kind of been a girl's girl, but when I'm with dad, it's a camo hat, and I'm baiting hooks and toting construction stuff, and I love being with him, and he is the hardest working person I've ever met in my life. He's up before the sun every day and just goes and goes until he doesn't have an ounce left in him, and he's always made so many sacrifices for our family, and he'll walk around with holes in his shirt and pants so he could make sure that we had the best of everything. And so I love him so much, and he is such a beautiful example of a changed life for Christ. I can remember I was 8 or 9 years old when my dad got saved, and I saw a switch flip in him and a light come on in him, and I watched my dad get baptized. We got baptized on the same day together because I got saved not long after that, and when my daddy came up out of the water, he let out a holler like I've never heard before, and the whole church was crying because he just totally let go and surrendered. I was like 9 years old, and I'll never forget that moment, and we were baptized together that day. And so my dad, I'm so grateful for all the sacrifices he's made and just who he is.
That's Kristen Bearfield of High Road, and here's the group with When I Lift Up My Head.
When I'm down, when I'm down and out, when my heart is full of fear and doubt, when I lift up my head, then he lifts up my heart, and my troubles just don't roll away. Roll away.
I want to say to all the dads, all the pops, all the grandpas, Happy Father's Day.
We are the church
Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand. We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand.
Let's leave behind our differences, let His word be our light. Wherever souls are hurting, let's bring the hope of Christ.
Let's go forward with the gospel to the darkness of the night.
As we fix our eyes on Jesus, not to the left or right.
We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name. Carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand, to stand.
We're not a house of program, but a house of praise and prayer. We're called to be courageous with the message that we share. And if someone has a burden, that's a burden we can bear.
The hands and feet of Jesus anytime and anywhere.
Church. That's Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet. As many will recall, Amber and Autumn of the Neelands lost their dad, Jerry Thompson, during COVID. I asked Amber if Father's Day was a difficult day for her.
When he first passed, I dreaded that holiday because it's always the first that are the hardest. But I know that if he had the option, he would never come back here. He's where he wants to be, and one day I'll get to be with him. And so that's the hope that I have, and that's what I'm the most thankful for, even on Father's Day.
That's Amber Neeland Kistler, and here are the Neelands with Scars.
If I had only known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Know what I'd give for one more day with you. Cause there's a wound here in my heart, something's missing.
Belong to me, yeah.
till I'm standing with you in the sun. I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run until I finally see what you
That's the Neelands. It's our celebration of Father's Day, and we have much more coming your way. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back to The Gospel Greats. We're celebrating Father's Day with some great songs about Dad. When Olivia Collingsworth was only five, she recorded this song, I Want to Marry My Daddy. Olivia Collingsworth. She was only five then. She's 26 now, and she changed her mind. Steve Woodard of the Regals talked about one of their songs called Dust on Daddy's Bible.
This song takes me back to a much simpler time when I can remember we all had chores to do around the house, and I was granted the chore of taking a damp rag and cleaning the baseboards in the house. I hated that job. I'd try to get through as quick as I could, and only to realize it wasn't good enough and I'd have to do it again. It was a little job, but it kept the dust from collecting in the house. I remember a time, too, when Dad would come home from work and we'd eat supper together on most nights, and afterwards he would gather us all around and we would share the day's events. He would normally read something that we could all understand from the Bible, and each of us would take turns praying. He would end our prayers by being thankful for God's blessings and His mercies. I've learned in my life that if I don't read the Bible daily, dust will collect there. It's a very visible sign that His Word has been neglected. A challenge for dads and granddads alike, read God's Word in front of your children and grandchildren. Don't let the dust collect on your Bible. It's a great witness an example that they won't forget.
That's Steve Woodard, and here are the Regals with Dust on Daddy's Bible.
The wall is bare, no picture frame there of a happy family. There's dust on Daddy's Bible from which we never read. We pass every day with nothing to say.
On Daddy's Bible, it's the Regals. We love our dads and they love us, but Jeff Easter says they don't always know how to say it with words.
I never knew my grandpa Easter, but my grandpa Seacrease, my mom's dad in Mount Airy, he's the one that owned the junkyard. And he didn't know how to say I love you. He always showed you, you know, and he'd always say, well, he checked the air in my tires, the belts and all the spark plug wires. Said, son, when's the last time you had this oil change? I didn't see it then, but I see it now. He was telling me I love you the only way he knew how. And it hit home, me and Sherry both, when we heard it, we was on our couch crying, said, you know what, I know a lot of guys like this that can't say I love you, but they show it.
That's Jeff Easter, and here's Jeff and Sherry with The Only Way He Knew How.
For the longest time, I guess I thought he didn't understand. Hard to read and hard to please, yeah, that was my old man. On the day that I left home, it was nothing new. We never had that heart to heart. He had too much to do. He checked the air in my tires, the belts and all the spark plug wires. Said, son, when's the last time you had this oil changed? And as I pulled out the drive, he said, be sure and call your mom sometime. I didn't hear it then, but I hear it now. He was saying, I love. We had just bought our first home. When he finally came to visit, I thought he'd be so proud. He never said he liked the place. He just got his tool belt out and put new locks on the doors. Went back and forth to the hardware store. Said, come and hold this flashlight as it crawled beneath the sink. These old said, son, when's the last time you had this oil changed? And as we pulled out the drive, he said, be sure and call your mom sometime. I wish I knew back then what I know now. He was saying, I love you. He was saying, I love you.
Knew how. That's Jeff and Sherry Easter. Happy Father's Day to all of our dads. Coming up in just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village drive-thru chicken barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-through convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village this Sunday. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
It's 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Gospel Greats on WRCO. The Brewers coming back after losing the first home game against Cincinnati to win 3-1 yesterday. The next game with the series tied up today with a 1:10 first pitch time. You can hear it on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Zachary Alvis of Chosen Road says kids are watching their dads.
Becoming a dad, I have a little boy. He's about to turn 2. The song, I always loved the song, even when I was younger. But now it just is so much more special to me having my own son, because it's just challenging me every day to just try to be more like Christ. Because I see my little boy, he's running around, he's acting crazy, and you know how kids do. I'll tell you, he watches every single thing I do, and he's always just trying to copy me. He's so little right now, he doesn't understand, just like maybe I didn't understand when I first heard this song. We learn so much from our parents and the people around us. That's why it's so important to be a positive, Christ-like influence to them every single day, because they just want to be like us. They see us, they see what we're doing, they try to mimic us. And really, the ultimate goal as a parent, I believe, is to teach our kids about Christ.
That's Zachary Alvis, and here is Chosen Road with "I Want to Be Just Like You."
He climbs in my lap for a good night hug. He calls me dad, and I call him bub. With his faded old pillow and a bear named Pooh, he snuggles up close and says, "I want to be like you." Kiss him goodnight, tripping over the toys as I turn out the light. I whisper a prayer that someday he'll see he's got a father in God, cause he's seen Jesus in me. Lord, I wanna be just like you, cause he wants to be just like me. I wanna be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that my little boy can read. I wanna be just like you, cause he wants to be like me. Got to admit, I got so far to go. Make so many mistakes, and I'm sure that you know. Sometimes it seems, no matter how hard I try, with all the pressures in life, I just can't get it all right. But I'm trying so hard to learn from the best, being patient and kind, filled with your tenderness. Cause I know that he'll learn from the things that he sees, and the Jesus he finds will be the Jesus in me. Lord, I wanna be just like you, cause he wants to be just like me. I wanna be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that my little boy can read. I wanna be just like you, cause he wants to be like me. Right now, from where he stands, I may seem mighty tall, but it's only cause I'm learning from the best father of them all. Lord, I wanna be just like you, cause he wants to be just like me. I wanna be a holy example for his innocent eyes to see. Help me be a living Bible, Lord, that my little boy can read. I wanna be just like you, cause he wants to be like me. I wanna be just like you, cause he wants to be like me.
just like you. That is Chosen Road. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The Southern Gospel Music Association announced their 2024 inductees on a special online broadcast June the 4th. The 2024 class includes the legendary pianist Jeff Stice, who passed away in 2021 after a bout with COVID. The longtime bass vocalist for the Inspirations, Mike Holcomb.
I feel like I have been graciously benefited by the gracious hand of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has been so very good to me. I wish I had been even a tenth as good to him as he has been to me. He's gracious, he's kind, he's loving, and he deserves all honor and all glory. And this that has been bestowed upon me is not in vain, because it shows that someone has paid attention to what he has done. I appreciate his hand, I appreciate his goodness and his mercy and his grace.
That's Mike Holcomb. Kelly Nealon Clark served beside her dad in the early days of the Rex Nealon Singers and continues today with her husband and daughters as the Nealons.
I am so honored and so thrilled to be inducted into the Southern Gospel Music Hall of Fame. I never dreamed this would happen to me, and I'm so thankful.
That's Kelly Nealon Clark. And finally, Herb Henry. Clark Beasley and Arthur Rice tell us more about Herb's impact.
A lot of folks may not recognize this next inductee, but he's done as much as anybody to promote our music.
Oh, yeah, especially on the West Coast, California, particularly the Central Valley of California. You know, his family group has been singing out there for over 30 years.
Yeah.
A lot of people call him the California's first family of gospel music. And he's had a radio program that he has syndicated out there for, I think that's going on nearly 30 years.
Yeah.
Pastor of a church out there, and I know that particular church is a frequent stop for groups going to the West Coast. Or coming back from the West Coast. He has done so much to nurture that California fan base out there, which has an expansive impact on our entire music.
Oh, absolutely. So I am proud to announce our 2024 next inductee, Herb Henry. Congratulations.
That's Clark Beasley and Arthur Rice. Congratulations to all of the 2024 inductees. The world's largest Christian music festival is coming to the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum July the 30th through September the 7th. The Gospel Grace and Abraham Productions are partnering to give away a trip for two to the event. You can register for the giveaway by simply registering on our website, thegospelgreats.com. And the number one song in Southern Gospel music comes from the Lefevre Quartet. It's on their project, Nobody Like Jesus. There is a name.
When Goliath stands before me and my courage slips away, when the storm blows all around me and I'm blinded by the rain, it's when I'm at my weakest, you cover me with strength. In the middle of the darkness stands a light that never fades. There is a name that makes the mountains tremble. There is a name that shatters every stronghold. A matchless name, higher than all others. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. And I will not be broken by the tossing of the waves, and I will not be shaken by what the giants say. For when I'm in the battle, you cover me with strength. In the middle of the valley stands a banner of your grace. There is a name that makes the mountains tremble. There is a name that shatters it. Stronghold, a matchless name, higher than all.
a name, the Lefevre Quartet. And that wrap things up for Hour 1. More of our salute to Dad is coming up in Hour 2. I'm Rodney Balkum, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for Hour 2 of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up, we'll enjoy more of our salute to Dad.
Hey, Dads, it's your day. Church and time with family, fishing or golf or grilling.
Whatever you do, may you feel all the love.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
It's our Father's Day celebration right here on The Gospel Greats.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just four people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. We'd get together in a family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. Singing seems to help a troubled soul.
One of these days it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song.
I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Calling all of us, you could hear us sing for country miles. Now little brother is done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there, 'cause singing seems to help a troubled soul.
One of these days it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song.
I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Oh no, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and
brother would join right in there. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Daddy sang bass, brothers of the heart. We've all heard the parable of the prodigal son. He took his inheritance and wasted it all on his scandalous lifestyle. Then he came to himself and realized the error of his ways and decided it was better to return home and face the wrath of his father. And you know the rest. Back in 2003, Ricky Atkinson wrote a song that didn't focus on the prodigal son, but on the prodigal's father.